I joined Costco this past year, what they refer to as a buy-in club, meaning you can join the fun for a fee. For years I resisted. I usually don't pay my stores for the privilege of shopping, but friends have been buying stuff for me when they went, and I finally let guilt wear me down. Costco, for those of you who are accustomed to express lines or quickie marts, is a bit jarring. You don't just grab a basket and run in for a couple of items. Nah, you get a cart the size of a tractor trailer rig. Within seconds of entering the warehouse, passing through their version of TSA, you are swept into a traffic nightmare comparable to Seattle rush hour. Folks in quest of huge cost savings are investing in giant food rations that are stacked alongside electronics, auto parts, hardware, toys and clothing, sporting goods, then grunted along corridors, more and more jammed as we maneuver bravely toward the checkout assembly line while maniac kamikaze cartwheelers slash blindly toward free food samples, totally risk-averse and apparently near starvation. The stopping distance of one of these overloaded vehicles is about, oh, that of the Exxon Valdez. I don't have statistics on pedestrian fatalities, but presumably it's a national scandal. All in all, it's a surreal shopping scene. A year's supply of rations piled high, mammoth-sized jugs of perishables whose prices don't portend the probability of spoilage. Supersized everything. We Lilliputians struggle with 200-pound loads, bumper cars on steroids, everyone carbon-loaded and dreading the death maze of the parking lot zoo waiting open-jawed for us after the cart inspection at the exit. I can only assume most head for a storage unit to unpack the booty. Every time I go, I feel awash in shop and shame. Imagine, say, a Sudanese immigrant or a fellow South Ender stumbling onto this scene, aghast at the sight of gallon jars of everything from Calamara olives to pickled okra. I know I have to pay a little more at Thai store. Okay, a lot more. But sometimes I just don't need to stock up like a survivalist. Sometimes I just want the small jar of pickles. And that's what Thai stores got. And so far, they don't charge me to join their buyer club just to come in.